Welcome to another edition of Checkoff Chat, rolling our way through January 2020. Remember, Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars, as well as our partners with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. They are Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative, providing quality services at all of their 13 locations. Find out more online, equitycoop.com, for any of your livestock marketing needs. And a perfect partnership here, Equity Livestock, just announcing recently 12 scholarships that they were presenting to students both in the collegiate level and technical college level. And today, Brooke Roberts is in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council to talk a little bit about those people that are out there in the community talking on behalf of Wisconsin agriculture. Advocacy. Now, Brooke, sometimes I think we almost take it for granted. We don't formally look at what we do every day in agriculture to tell our story. Maybe it's a Facebook post, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's just slowing down at the grocery store to visit with somebody. There's a lot of different forms of advocacy, and the Wisconsin Beef Council likes to encourage that, right?
We sure do, and I think one of the coolest things that we do every day is we advocate for the beef industry as staff of the Wisconsin Beef Council. But we recognize that in our state, there's a lot more people than just us advocating for our industry. And so one of the cool facts about Wisconsin is that there's a Masters of Beef Advocacy program. It's a national program, and it's completely self-guided. It's an online course. It's free. And there's over almost 350 people in Wisconsin who've completed this course, actually closer to 400. And so that's the 11th most of any state in the country. And when we received these statistics, we were like, wow, we need to take advantage of all these people in Wisconsin who clearly have an interest in communicating about the beef industry to consumers. I mean, they all took the initiative to complete this program on their own and learn more about how to be a better advocate and communicate about what they do every day. So we are kicking off a Wisconsin State Beef Advocate Program, and we're going to be circulating an application during the month of February here, and we're going to identify a group of about 5 to 10 advocates to serve the entire state and kind of provide some additional training and resources to them, as well as opportunities to get in front of a group and be an advocate.
Excellent. I love to hear about that. Give people a little sense. You mentioned an online course. What did they do? What kinds of things did they either learn or work through in that online competency course?
Sure. And that online Masters of Beef Advocacy course is sort of our state program is just going to be an arm of that. That's the first step in becoming a Wisconsin beef advocate. It's actually going to be required on the application. And so what that is it's 5 online courses. Each one takes about 40 minutes to complete, and they'll learn about the beef community, raising cattle on grass, life in the feed yard, from cattle to beef, and then the final unit is called Beef, It's What's for Dinner. So they learn all about how beef cattle are raised, how to communicate about the things that farmers do and why we do them to a consumer audience. And really, that's the goal of the whole training module, is to talk about what we do, not to other producers or farmers, but to consumers and those who do not live on a farm and don't live this life every day.
You know, and I think that for those of us in the industry, we're passionate about it, but sometimes slowing down, remembering terminology or jargon that we're so comfortable with can blow right by any consumer that's standing near us. Are we looking specifically for people that may not have beef experience to get engaged in this process?
Well, I think that's the audience for this process, is those people who are removed from the industry or who are just going to the grocery store every day. And we're in a point in time where consumers care more than ever about where their food comes from. And so we want to find these advocates, this small group of people who have a cattle industry background, whether that's beef or dairy, because they're both a big part of our state's beef industry. And so we're going to look for people that have that background. We want to see that they're active on social media and that they're relatively tech savvy and comfortable talking about what they do and willing to post about it and share about it. And then from there, we're just going to provide them with those actual tactical communication techniques to actually communicate and make a difference with consumers. And we're going to provide them with all the facts and all the information they could possibly use to share as well.
Boy, that's excellent. And like you said, in this day and time, these are messages that we need to multiply every day and get out to those consumers. So now you mentioned an application, a little bit more of a formalized process to try to draw these advocates in. Tell me what that's all about and how we can engage in the process, Brooke.
Sure. So the application is going to require just a few things. We're going to identify advocates who are at least 18 years old. They have to live in the state, obviously, and then have that cattle industry background, like I mentioned. And then we would like for them to be graduates of that Masters of Beef Advocacy program. And so the application is going to be open until March 2nd. And so even if you're not certified and want to apply, that's plenty of time. It's just those 5 40-minute courses. So there's still, this is open to anybody, and there's time to complete that certification. And then we'll have that posted on our Beef Council website and be circulating that around the state. And anybody who's already graduated from the MBA program in this state, we'll send it out to you and make sure that you get the details.
Excellent. Masters of Beef program, the kind of the spark that created this flame in Wisconsin that we hope is going to catch on. So again, remember, if you are interested in becoming a spokesperson on behalf of Wisconsin's beef industry, which again, as Brooke pointed out, could include dairy, then remember, beeftips.com is where you'll find the application. Now, what if I say, wow, I'm awfully busy. Social media is one thing, but if you guys want me to go someplace and speak to a group, that's another. What kind of commitment do I have to think about if I want to be a part of the State Beef Advocate Board?
Well, the commitment is pretty flexible because the idea is that we're going to try to find advocates from different parts of the state so that you're not having to travel across Wisconsin to speak at 1-hour-long meeting. That's part of the purpose of the program, is to just extend what we as Wisconsin Beef Council staff can do and the places that we can go by having advocates who live in that part of the state. That might be 4 hours from our office in Madison. So I think that we're trying to be as flexible and as convenient for these people who are willing to take time out of their busy lives to work on behalf of the beef industry.
Now, Brooke Roberts in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, or on social media, look for Wisconsin Beef Council. Now, you come to Wisconsin from beef experience in other states with the organizations. I know that there's an ambassador program that's a lot like this advocate program. What have you seen it accomplish in areas where maybe the program's a little bit more advanced or more people are engaged?
Sure. I think that there's other states that have both adult ambassador programs and junior ambassador programs. And I think they're just this really effective way of, there's just something valuable to a consumer about talking to the actual farmer themselves. We as Wisconsin Beef Council staff, we can share facts. We can talk as much as we want. And a lot of us as staff people are also beef farmers. But when there's just something about to the consumer talking to the farmer themselves and having those boots on the ground talking about the beef industry, sharing the real facts with consumers is just so valuable. And that's something that's worked in other states. It's worked across the country, and we're pretty confident that it's going to work in Wisconsin, too.
I'm sure somebody's saying, well, no, wait a minute. What's my payback? Am I going to get paid? Are my expenses going to get covered? You know, in real terms, the payback is the gratification you get when you actually do connect with a consumer that was very misled or misinformed and can see that light go on when they understand.
Exactly. And as someone who raises cattle myself and is involved in the industry, I think that there's no greater joy for us than sharing what we do with a consumer and seeing that light come on, like, oh, this is why you do this. And to be able to explain what we do is so valuable, because educating consumers is really the future of agriculture and the future of food, especially because, like I mentioned, consumers care so much about where their food is from, how it was raised. And so having that ability to communicate about that is such a valuable tool for producers to have. And so that's what this is all about. And I think that the value of that is pretty clear.
You got me jazzed up. I feel like running out there now, Brooke. So I did touch on the issue of compensation. Beef Council, again, remember, folks, they're very, very careful with your checkoff dollars. What's the game plan there when it comes to these advocates?
We plan to incentivize the advocates. So based upon how many events or how many speaking opportunities you're able to attend, we'll have correlated benefits that come along with that. And so we've got that laid out, and a big part of getting this program up and running is going to be identifying opportunities where these advocates can be present and have their voice heard. And so that's what it's all about, is the number of events you can find and make time for is how the incentives will work.
Excellent. North, south, east, or west, if you want to speak up on behalf of Wisconsin's beef industry, which of course does include a big chunk of the dairy industry, this may be for you. Wisconsin's brand new beef advocate program, and you can find out more and fill out that application online, beeftips.com. wisconsinbeef.com, or you can always jump on social media, look for Wisconsin Beef Council. They'll have information up there. And remember, try to get that paperwork done as soon as possible because that deadline coming up right away in March. Brooke Roberts in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, you beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And this program also brought to you not only by your beef checkoff dollars, but also by our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Remember, they are the state's largest livestock marketing cooperative with 13 different locations all across the state, providing you quality services when it comes to your livestock marketing needs. We appreciate them being along. Find them at equitycoop.com. And that, my friends, is your new opportunity with Checkoff Chats.